chronologically, what we want to be looking for is what's new and different about this story. And I think you see it when you take a look. So let's take a look and so we'll see it. Avram's there, sitting at his tent. Welcomes in the visitors. You know, people talk about Avram being a person of chesed. The Torah talks about it here. There's a whole story about it. Right? It's not just like the Divrei Chazal. Avram being a person of chesed. And he offers the visitors to come, and they say yes. Pasuk Vav. Vayimaher Avraham ha'oela el Sara ishto. Vayomer mahari shlosh siyum kemach sod lushi vasi ugot. Yalabach karatz Avram veikach ben avakarach v'tov yitin alena v'yamar alasot oto. V'yikach hama v'chala ben avakar shosav yitin alena v'yamur metach metach v'chelu. We're seeing here the efforts of Avram for chesed. But the first thing he does, as we read in Pasuk Vav, is what?
To go to Sarah.
And it's emphasized also in Pasuk Tet. V'yomur ilav, they say to him, Ayei Sarah yishtecha. V'yomur hineva oel. Now, what do we learn from this interaction in Pasuk Tet? So famously, Chazal say, what do we learn from the fact that she's in the tent? She's tsanua, right? And this is an important thing because, unfortunately, tsniut in our day, not just for women, but for everyone, has become a bad word. And everyone needs to work on tsniut, which isn't just how you dress, it's where you are. And there's a difference between a man and a woman, as far as this goes too, which is important to realize. It's in the Torah, you know, etc. But and that's all correct. But there's something additional here. In context, when it says Hineva Ohel, what should that remind you of? In context.
And she's waiting behind the tent.
Pasuk Vav. They're emphasizing what?
She's
out
there.
Sarah's role in helping Avraham with Chesed. What did it say in Pasuk Vav?
In the background.
Vayemaher Avraham Ha'ohela. I don't think it's getting into background, foreground, whatever. Where's Sarah? She's in the tent. What's she doing in the tent?
Preparing
the food. Pasuk Yud. This story comes to answer a question which completes the picture on Avram having a child from Sarah and this child being the one who's going to continue Avram's legacy. You read Parshas Lecha. Sarah, Hagar, get along, kick her out, da da da. I don't know, Sarah, you know, you wonder, like, why Sarah, right? Why is it from Sarah? What's the answer given in the beginning of Parshas Vayera?
Equal partner.
She is the one working with Avraham on his mission of what he does. Pashup Shad Chesed, behind that Kirov, right? Chazal developed it. And this is where the joint child is going to come from. If in the end of Parshas Vayera, God told us what? At the end of Parshas Lecha, God told us what? In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, the Torah tells us?
Why?
Through the story of the Malachim, the people coming to visit Avram and what goes on with him. Okay, it's very surprising. That's where we move to the next story. Very interesting and important psukim, Pasuk Yudzayin and on. Pasuk Yudzayin says, Vashem Amar. To who?
Elohim himself.
It's almost to us, right? To himself, right? But this, the Torah is telling us, HaMechase Ani MeAvraham Asher Ani Yoseh. Can I cover from Avraham what I'm about to do? And obviously, we're all like, why can't you? What forces God to feel a need that he has to tell Avraham and tell us about his needing to tell Avraham? VeAvraham Hayo Yiyah L'Goy Gadol V'Yatzum. He's going to be a leader, a model nation. Very important pasuk. I know that he's going to command his children and his family after him. Legacy, right? Tradition that's going to be passed on. Acharav, following him. Yitzaved, benavet, beito, acharav. What? Vishamru derech Hashem lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. So first of all, what's Pasuk Yudzayin saying? A great nation that's going to teach what? To his children amongst the nation. What's going to be the legacy? What?
Tzedakah u'mishpat.
That's interesting. That's what you say. But yeah, it does say tzedakah u'mishpat. What? Derech Hashem of tzedakah u'mishpat. Therein lies the whole difference between secular morality and our morality. We believe tzedakah u'mishpat, but we believe it because and what is Derech Hashem. So it's separation. A lot of people like quoting these pesukim in this story in general for the notion of Mishpat, right? But our notion of Mishpat is very different. Okay, all this still doesn't answer the question. Okay, he's going to teach his children a nice legacy, Derech Hashem. So why do I have to tell him what I'm doing in Stone? What's the relationship? If he would have said, I'm going to take Avram for ice cream because he's going to teach his nation to be, you know, teach Stakom Mishpat. Okay. What's the, why do I have to tell him about Stone? Everyone understands the question I'm asking before your question? Yeah, what's the answer to this question?
If he's going to teach Stakom Mishpat, then he has to be given a chance to try and do Stakom Mishpat.
Right. I don't know about chance, and he's not doing it. God's doing it, right? But it almost seems like God wants Avram to reflect on this, to discuss it, to ask questions, to understand what's just and what's not just. It's almost like he's putting the case to Avraham. And by the way, from here we see a very important thing, which is we are meant to try and understand what God does. We are meant to try and learn. Now sometimes we know we don't understand. And the mistake is when we think we understand everything, and if we don't understand anything, it's wrong, right? And Avraham says some sharp words here in Pasuk Chaf. Hey, let's take a look. Chalila lacha me'asot kadavar hazeh. Avraham says to God, that's them's fighting words, no? And by the way, there's an underlying assumption that man can, is meant to try and understand, can question, and even can understand. I mean, the answer could be, oh, you don't even begin to understand when you're asking questions, right? Who are you to decide it sounds like Mishpat or not? The answer is because we're supposed to understand. We're supposed to do the Derech Hashem Asot Mishpat, right? I haven't asked a question, man. I want to understand. By the way, for the record, we'll get to this later. I have a bomb kasha. We're going to answer it now. You ready? Hashem comes to Avram and says, "You know, there's a stone." Avram says, "How can you do this? So unjust, so unfair." Chalilucha. Hashem comes to Avram later in the parsha and says, "Go kill your son." What should Avram have said? Chalilucha. Why didn't he say?
He understood
that he should kill his son.
He understood that he can't always understand.
No, he had a whole discussion. Hashem said there aren't 10 tzaddikim. Hashem didn't say you don't understand. Hashem said there aren't 45 tzaddikim. Okay, are there 40? No.
At the beginning, Avram doesn't know that there aren't 10 tzaddikim.
I think it's a simpler answer.
He knows Hashem will do it.
There is no reason for
him doing something.
Yeah. Whatever Gideon said. And this is the biggest problem we have in our culture. Not the biggest, there are a lot of bigger problems. But this is one of the problems we have in our culture. There's a difference between trying to understand and the difference when God says, go. Not everything's about your understanding. Again, Avram has nothing to do in Stone. Hashem didn't say, go kill Stone. Hashem said, hey, I'm going to kill Stone. Avram's like, why is he telling me? I was going to think about it. Okay, think about it. It's verse, okay. When Hashem said to Moshe, let me go, I'm going to kill the Jewish people. So Moshe realized, why is Hashem telling me?
Lots of
blood. I have to defend the Jewish people. But now, how do we know the same person who's meant to question and understand and reflect, how do we know if he's an Eved Hashem? Jump. How high? Oh, not even how high. Okay. Again. This is it. This is Judaism. This is the confusion of the world we live in. It's a mitzvah. Done. Finished. I don't understand. So you don't understand. This is the tension. So it's like, you don't say anything on behalf of Yitzchak? Go kill your son. Finished. Mamish. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Mamish. Yeah. Questions, comments, Gabi?
Yeah, and Pasuk Zion was talking about, and Hashem said to him.
Yes.
And later on, a couple of seconds later, it talks about, like, Hashem speaking in third person. Why is that? Like, Pasuk Yotet.
Pasuk Yotet. Yeah. It's describing Avram. So he's not talking to Avram in Pasuk Yotet.
Oh,
he's not. Describing Avram. He's talking to us, right? He didn't say, Pasuk Yitzchak doesn't say, V'Hashem Amar Machas Ani Mimcha. He's talking about Avram. Right? Okay, so we have the whole, you know, down the ladder number thing. And now, interestingly, we get to Perek Yutet. And here we have a very important thing to notice. What is the relationship between Perek Yutet and Perek Yitzchak? Are they connected?
Yeah.
Or are they two separate stories? How do you see they're connected?
The Malachim.
The Malachim. And even the way they're Vayavo Shnei Hamalachim. It's a continuation of the story. And it's Chazal say three Malachim. And again, telling Avram, What other connections can you see between the stories?
They're also Lord accepts them as guests.
Very parallel stories, right? Lot, Yoshev, Shar Stone, of course, but Yoshev. He recognizes them, invites them over, right? There's the chesed going on.
Is there any talks?
There's laughter also. And by the way, there's a timeline. Everyone look at page 20. Handy dandy. Handy dandy. Page 20. Schwartz, you got no handy dandy? You never got one, or you left it at home with your homework?
I'm not ready.
Ah, okay, no problem.
No sometime.
What? Oh, refugees. But anyone's willing to record and upload here this year? Love to have someone. No one responded to Schmidty. What?
This one?
This one, yes. Okay, let us know. There's a number of Bogrim in America who very much want this. They're sending a special lapel microphone to use. Oh. I say, that's a different shiur today. What?
Phone's recording, uploading this technically.
It's supposed to be, we had some technical difficulties. In any case, getting back to the point. Ging, 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 ging. Where's the first difference you see between the two? Okay, so first, just similarities. There's a timeline that runs through the stories. Anyone, timeline? Torah doesn't usually give a timeline, but timeline, yes?
The guests arrive.
It begins in Perek Yudchet Pasuk Aleph with what?
At night.
Perek Yudchet Pasuk Aleph, it begins with what?
Yeshev.
Kichom Hayom. Perek Yudchet Pasuk Aleph. Vayavo Shnei Malachim Sedoma. Bo'erev. What Erev? Of what? Of the Yom. Where is the first difference between the story? Between the stories. Yes?
You say Rachatsu Raglecha. He says,
that's a diyuk. Where's the first major difference? I agree. Where's the first major difference?
Where he asked them to come in and they reject him.
They say no.
Vayorot and Vayokom?
No, there's a smaller difference. Avram invites them in. What's their answer?
Yes.
Right. Pasuk. End of Pasuk Hey. Kain. Ta'asek asher dibarta. End of Pasuk Bet. Lo. And not low because we have a reservation at the Radisson. Low? No. We'd rather sleep in the street. Which again, we have to ask, like, what's the explanation of the difference? The difference is also important. I'm just trying to get to the core.
Wasn't their job.
Wasn't whose job?
The angel's job to sleep. That what originally was to, the angel's tafkid was to visit Avram and to
Well, they had to get to Stoma. They had to get to Lord Venture. They did go to his house.
Yeah.
So why didn't they agree initially?
Because they don't need to stay.
They don't need to sleep
there. I think before we get into Terutzim, the Torah wants to you see a contrast here.
Avram and Lot. They want to contrast. Stay by Avram.
I think more important than Avram versus Lot is Avram's world and Lot's world. What's the first thing we hear about where Lot's sitting?
Shar.
He's sitting in Shar, Stone. And on the one hand, Lot is very similar to Avram. In what way is Lot similar to Avram?
Invites him in.
He does chesed. The problem is it's Stone corrupted. How do we know it's Stone corrupted? First of all, what happens when he's doing the chesed? The gang comes and they want to get to know Lot's guests, right? And just so you can know who Lot's become, what does Lot suggest instead?
Take my daughters.
That's beautiful that he's learned from Avram the importance of chesed. It's bad that he's become part of this society where they're screwed up, right? And in fact, you could call this continuum of stories having the last laugh. I'd like to explain to you why. In both stories, God bless you, in both stories we're dealing with parents and children and laughing. Where's laughing in the first story?
Sorrow.
Sorrow laughing over having a child. Where's laughter here? Second story?
Oh, they think Lot's making a
They're laughing
at Lot.
At him. He's saying, hey, it's serious, da 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 da. And in the end, Lot also has a child, right? From his daughters who take advantage of him. Again, they take advantage of him. Who'd they learn that from?
Him.
Their father. It's a tragedy, right? It's the tragedy of what happens to the guy who comes from Avram's house but moves to the wrong place. Which is an important thing to think of. I think about this story every time, and it's rare, but it happens. I see one of the guys from Yeshiva who's moved to a different place after Yeshiva and has been corrupted by the world he lives in. And I see it, and you see it, it's sad. And you still see him on Facebook posting things about, you know, values, but they're load values. You know what I'm trying to say? They're values, but... But thankfully, I'm usually not quoted in those posts. At least they leave me, you know, at least Lot doesn't quote Avram. Avram told me I should send my daughters out. This is the tragedy. You have it all in front of you here. You can take a look. And you even have the Mishpat in Pasuk Tet. Ha'echad balagur v'yishpot shafot. Sdom. Sdom was a bad place. I have a whole verse about Sdom, which has nothing to do with Pshat, but everything to do with Pshat. You guys want to hear a verse about Sdom?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
It's okay to
dip. Sdom. So Sdom, what's it called? Sdom, Chazal say, what was Sdom? The Torah says they were roim v'chatoim. Okay, but what did they do wrong, according to Chazal?
Extreme quality.
First of all, the notice form is they objected to chesed. We'll get to your point in a second. They objected, not just they didn't do chesed. And you see it from the story, forget Chazal. They have a problem with people welcoming guests. What's your deal? It's one thing, you don't want to do chesed. It's a iser. Right? In fact, Chazal talk about where a person doesn't want something else to have, like really selfish, they call midas stom. For example, the Mishnah Avos, which says, a person who says, Sheli, Sheli, and Shelcha, Shelcha, it's mine, yours is yours. So the one opinion in the Mishnah says it's midas beninus. V'yesho mer midas stom. Which is an interesting machlokas. It's not okay or wrong, it's okay or evil. How do you get from okay to evil? Which is basically our point. Most of us think Sheli, Sheli, Shelcha, Shelcha is okay. But evil? Like, why would that be so evil? Now, Schmidt started talking about another principle here about stone, this equality thing. Right? I mean, you have to be the same size, the same height, the same, you know. What? Feminism? What did you say?
The beds, and they would chop their legs.
Oh, they chop their legs, stretchings, you know. Men, women, everyone's the same. Androgynous, something, everything's got to be the same. No differences, safer Torah, everyone's the answer to safer Torah. Everyone's got to be the same, the principle. Now, the question, how does that line up? Like, what's the problem? An interesting thing also, there are psukim in Nevi'im, which talk about the end and the geula of Malchus Beis David, learning from stone, which is even wackier. Mm-hmm. Wackier. Okay. So I saw a shot from Rav Weinfeld. He doesn't know who he is. I think it's a very deep shot. And the guys remind me, we'll try and bring him in to give a sicha this year as the year rolls on. Okay. So he says like this. There's two reasons why people don't share with other people. One is they're selfish. What's the other way of justifying why we don't share with other people?
Better they don't have it.
Why, yeah?
Because then, like, they'll learn to take from other people.
The way he says it, and it's true, is basically it's being a Republican. I'm not saying Stone was Republicans. I'm explaining exactly. It's close, but not exactly the same. Meaning, what's the philosophy behind the Republicans? It's not just we're rich and we don't want to give our money to people. What's the svar?
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
It's more than that, what?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I think it's more than that. What's the shit? What's the philosophy? The philosophy is people are meant to do their own thing. People are meant to rise on their own. People have to maximize themselves by doing themselves. If you put them on welfare, no one's ever going to do anything. I'm not just talking about society. People got to grow up. Right, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the quote's philosophy, if God wanted people to have money, give them money. You can talk about it religiously, but you can also talk about it philosophically. Don't give people extra time for a test. So they'll learn how to do the test. Meaning, that whole approach. There's logic to that, right? There is what to be said for that. There's laws against chesed. You understand the point? You're hurting this person. Now, the response to that is, you know, and so the equality sense of, you know, everyone needs to be the same, as opposed to that difference, you know, unassociatively. Now, what's Judaism's answer to that?
Yes. What's Judaism?
Well, okay, that's a line, but what's the Svara answer? That's the halacha. What's the Svara answer? The Svara is there's a difference between din and rachamim. In din, you're right. You're right. But we need to care for each other. We need to be able to care for each other. But it's understanding the difference between din and rachamim. When rachamim becomes din, we have major issues. That's the Democrats. again in rough terms. Din is din rachamim is rachamim, and that's an important part of the geula too, and that we learned from Stone. The problem is where you don't have the added levels, and you're trying to build a society where it's each member himself, and that's what you're structuring in. And then once I can try and send you the piece, you can read it. It's a 4-page piece. You can go through it. Yeah, but that's in a nutshell. What do you think of that? It's a vert. It's a vert. Okay. So that was Perek Yinging Yutes. Now we're up to Perek Chaf. Oh, Perek Chaf. Powerful stuff, Perek Chaf. Perek Chaf is one of the proofs that the Torah was written by more than one person. Rashi says that? Okay, yeah. So the Tipshim claim that the Torah was written by more than one person. They say, oh, we have the story twice of Yitzchak, of Avram's wife being taken away. So obviously, it was two different people who wrote the story.
What happened twice?
The difference between a kofer and a tipish. Some people are both. Now, but why is it tipshus?
It's happened twice.
Well, first of all, it's not Akasha. But number two, if it really was, the editor was so stupid that he put in the same story twice in different ways from two different people? What's the editor thinking, right? I remember there's two people in the editor or four people in the editor. Okay. But there still is Akasha. What's the Akasha? Okay, it happened twice. Maybe it happened eight times. She was, you know, she won the beauty pageant, everyone and such. Fine. Why does the Torah keep telling us? Shkoyach. What's the purpose of the first story? Why were we told the first story? With Paro. Why are we told the story? Basic Pashup Shot. Why are we told the story?
It's been where Avram gets his wealth from.
Okay, I think it's more than that. Hashem takes care of Avram. The miracle is done for Avram, remember? He stops Paro and blah, blah, blah. Okay, good. It's big miracles, right? But we need the same story twice. I'm just going, you know, okay. God did it again. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, tell me some Kifshan Eif stuff. That'll be better. Why do we have the story a second time? So again, what we need to look for is, what's the vort? You know, saying, what's added here? What's added here, if you take a careful look, is that there's a whole discussion. There's a whole discussion between Avram and Paro. You can either use your Chumash, or you can look at page 21. It's the same thing. You know, when some people like the Chumash, it's real. Okay, fine. So the first time, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Chet, Paro calls at Avram and says, dude, Mazo resito li, lama lo egarti li ishtachai? Lama amarta achoti hi ve'akach otali li isha ve'ata hinei ishtachai kach valech? What does Avram say in return? Nothing. Avimelech, now fast forward, Perikhov. Pasuk Tet. Ve'yekor Avimelech l'Avram ve'yemur lo, me asita lanu, me chatati lach? Ke ve'isa alayim lama machti chata gdola, masim ha'shalo yesu asitim. How can you do this? What does Avram say? Nothing. Second time, he pushes the issue. Ma ra'ita ki asita ta davar hazeh. He asks a living question. What caused you to do this? What did you see in me? Really, what he's asking here is, why did you suspect me of being this way? It's a good question, you understand? He's not just protesting. He's saying, tell me. In fact, the Hamik Dover says something really deep and really relevant. He says, what Avimelech was saying, Mamela, when you were in Egypt, the Egyptians were disgusting people. I understand why he did it. But the Plishtim, we're a moral people. Palestinians, you know, we have suits and degrees. We're a moral people. How could you, why would you suspect us of doing such terrible things, right? Avram's answer is very instructive, very important, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Avram, ki amarti rak ein yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. Baraguni al Dvarishti. What's Avram's answer?
There's
no, in fact, sharper. Rak in your atel kimbamakom hazeh. The only thing you're missing is your atel kim. Why is your atel kim so important? So the Hamik Dover says there's a difference between morality based on logic and morality based on a higher authority. And he goes, the difference is whether a person can be relied upon to resist their urges. If morality is only based on something you tell yourself, it's very wishy-washy. In fact, the Malbim goes even further. The Malbim develops this point even further. You can take a look here. But I wanted to point to the Griz Halevi, the Brisker Rav, page 22. He says, I'll bring you a proof. He says, what was Avram afraid they were going to do?
Kill him.
Kill him. I have a simple solution for them. If they want his wife, just take his wife.
They wouldn't do that.
Why would they do that?
Because killing him was acceptable.
It's lesser. But killing someone, that's okay.
Because killing him there was acceptable.
My point is, all kinds of morality that people have, or what people tell themselves, is very
subjective.
Strange or subjective when it comes to this. Rav Kook writes, page 22, Hamusar shel chol einenu amok. V'eino nichnas bepnimiyut haneshama. V'af al pi she'adam nimshach acharav letova, al yedei shemakir et ayosha sheyesh b'divrei higayon, ein lahadracha zo tfisa omedet bifnei ahistarut shel ta'avot shonot kishein mitororot b'choska. The Kalvachomer she'in biyad Musa Rafui kazeh lahadrich et achlalot, etc. There's a very powerful piece written by Rav Chanan Wasserman. How many here have never heard of Rav Chanan Wasserman? Main Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim gave this sicha to smicha students in Berlin in the 1920s. On the pasuk in Kohelet, Sof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira ve'et mitzvotav shemor ki zeh kol ha'adam. That's a strong key. Zeh kol ha'adam. Rav Chanan said, if you had a lion, a pet lion, would you let him walk around your house? No. You'd have him locked up, you know, carefully, like, why? Because he's a lion. So human beings are much more dangerous than lions. They have greater capabilities. Lions can't make nuclear arms. But what is our protection? What keeps human beings from killing each other? He said, Yiras Elokim. He said, a human being who doesn't have Yiras Elokim is not an Adam, because he can act like an animal. And he says, that's what Avraham meant when he said, Rak ein yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. He said, a culture that could have the most sophisticated philosophy, Tarvin, etc., doesn't have yirat elokim, can murder millions of people. He was talking about the Germans, you know, he was giving in Berlin, and he was one of their victims. So this connects very sharply to the v'shamru derech Hashem, asot tzedakah u'mishpat. Rak ein yirat elokim b'makom hazeh. And that's such an important thing. We were talking earlier about the world we live in. There's a huge lack of Yirat Elokim. I'm talking about in the Western world in general, and sadly within the Jewish world too, even within the Jewish Orthodox world. Yirat Elokim doesn't mean fear of heaven. It means following God's instructions. It means wanting what God wants in the world, not pushing your agenda. And the simplest way to get started with the problems that we have is, are people doing things because it's what Hashem wants, or because what they want? For their fulfillment, for their happiness, for this, for that. Okay, questions before we move to Perek Chaf Aleph. We already spoke about the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph last week. I'll summarize it with a cool chart on page 23. Okay, remember we talked about the Benoz versus the Yeled and Yitzchak versus Ishmael. This can help you see the chiastic structure of the piece. The beginning of Yitzchak in Avram's house versus the ending of Ishmael in Midbar Paran with an Isham Eretz Mitzrayim, the Mishnah Gadol around Yitzchak, the thirst in the desert with Ishmael, the conflict and contrast of Sarah saying, Garesh Ha'amok, Yilo Yirash Ben Ha'ama, Avram in the middle, Vayera Davar Ma'od Be'nei Avram Aldot Beno, Hashem being Machriya, Al Yirat Be'necha Al Na'ave Al Amatecha, Ki V'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazara, very much a continuation of the story of the Bris Milah and the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Yitzchak versus Yishmael. Yitzchak versus Yishmael. And very much the backdrop of the Akedah, right, when Avram is going to be asked now to send off Yitzchak. Another interesting piece to take a look at, page 24, is to see the similarities between the Akedah and Akedah Yishmael, one could use the term, right? And when reflect on page 24 for a second, the bold words will help you. Chazal speak about this notion, not this textual parallel, but this notion, when on the pasuk in Bamidbar Perikov Dalet, when Bilam gives him a message, "O mi yichyeh misu moel." Amar Bilam, mishim d'shosh barak l'shem b'chom, lo sam shmo le'achad miyem el l'Yisrael. Hoyel v'hishva kodesh baruch hu shmo shel Yishmael l'shmo shel Yisrael, oy mi yichyeh b'yamav. Yishmael is the only other nation with the name of God as part of their name, with God intervening, the whole Akedah background, and that gives Yishmael a lot of koach to be able to accomplish a lot of things. On the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yishmael v'yaneim, Pirkei Rav Lezer says, God will hear the cries, not of Yishmael, but of the things that Yishmael will cause. Yishmael has power. In fact, there's a Zohar, which I should add to this page. It talks about Yishmael having power when the Jews are returning to Israel. That's when they stand up in a very strong way, right? Because that's when the conflict that began then is coming to Achron with Yishmael. It's stronger. The son of Avram also, the name of God also on Yishmael. Interesting to be aware of. Questions about this? Okay, let's take a look at the Akedah. I want to talk more about the Akedah on Shabbos, but we'll talk a little bit about it now. Ying, ying. Which part should we do right now? We've got to talk about this part. Let's open up. Perek Chof Bet. Humish. God's book. Vayi achar advim eila. Ve'elohim nisa et Avraham. Vayomer elav Avraham.
Vayomer hineni.
Vayomer kachno et bincha et yechidcha asher ahavte et Yitzchak. Ve'lech lecha al eretz amoriyah ve'aleu shom ne'ala. Al echad ha'arim asher omar elecha. Okay. First word from Yitzchak. One word. My father. Yomer Hineni. Why is the word Hineni here important?
It's what Hashem uses.
It's the word Avram used in response to God's call.
Words, yeah.
And the usage of it here helps us appreciate the tension. You know, he's called by God, called by his son. Hey, Pops, I see fire, wood, and a sheep. And a wood, where's the sheep? Avram's response here is very important. Yomer Avraham, Elokim yir elo hasel olavni. God will show us the sheep. Is he being evasive? I think no. I think that's the answer. You know who the sheep is? Whoever God chooses. In fact, to show us, Rashi explains, means to show and to choose. Yireh v'yivchar, if you look at Rashi here. And this word yireh becomes the central word in the Akedah as we're about to see. Pasuk Yud Bet. The Malach says, "Al tishlach et chal anav ve'al tas lo mula, ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata." Yirei Elokim in this context means someone who follows what Hashem mar'eh, right? And you have the re'iyah of Avram again and again. That's why Avram calls the Akedah the pasuk Yudalid, "Yikra Avraham shema makomu hu Hashem yir'eh, asher ye'amar hayom b'har Hashem yiro'eh." That's the name of the place, right? And I think this is the very important answer to the question of the morality of the Akedah. If you take a look at page 25, or you can take a look at Dvarim Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Lamed, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Lamed, page 25, it says, be careful when you come to Eretz Yisrael, don't learn from the Goyim the wrong ways of worshipping God. What wrong way is mentioned in Pasuk Lamed Aleph? Child sacrifice. So people ask, I don't understand, how could God ask Avram to do something that's a toeva? It's a good question, no? How could Hashem ask Avram to do something that's a toeva? The answer is given in this very perek. If we look back at the beginning of the perek, page 25, the first part of the perek says, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to see the goyim serve their idols on every mountain, high mountain, low mountain, under every tree, everywhere. Make sure you destroy all of them. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with serving God? It's a shtiblach, right? It's chassidish. Everywhere is God. Everywhere is holy. Pasuk Dalid. Lo ta'asun ken Hashem Elokeichem, ki im el ha'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem, mikol shifteichem l'sum et shmo sham l'shichnot shudrashu uvat Hashem. Where should you serve God? Where He chooses. That's a very important thing. Because how do we know that we're serving God and not ourselves? By going where He chooses. What's wrong with the mountain where you're serving? It's a bad mountain? No, nothing wrong with it. It's just not what Hashem chose. And the Torah comes back to this when it talks about child worship. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Lo taseken Hashem Elokecha. See the similarity, Chaf Aleph and Dalet. What makes child worship wrong? Pasuk Aleph. Et kol ha-davar asher anochi mitzaveh etchem oto tishmu la'asot. Lo tosef alav v'lo tigra mimeno. Now, lo tigra, I understand the problem. You're not doing what he asked you to do. What's wrong with Baal Tosef?
Also not what he asked you to do.
What he asked you to do? Why is child worship wrong?
It's not what he
wants you to do. So how do we know if a person doesn't sacrifice? How do we know? Did the person bring a carbon because they have a Canaanite urge? Or did they bring a carbon because God asked them to bring a carbon?
Okay.
How do we know if they don't sacrifice their children because God doesn't want it or because they don't want it? How do you know? Well, there's two nafkaminas. One is when God tells you not to serve something you want to serve, right? The other is when he tells you
to serve
what you don't want to serve. What set the place of Har HaMoriah as the place for the Beis HaMikdash where they would bring korbanos in the future? The Akedah. The willingness to sacrifice anything sets the place up where and what Hashem wants, and the where and what are also part of the Akedah, Makom HaShe HaRekha. The Bechira, which Rashi is also including here. And this is why when we start our day off in the morning, after Bechas HaShachar, the first thing we talk about is being Yirei Elokim. You're supposed to say that stuff, right? What do you say before Yirei Elokim? What do you say? Parsha Deakeda. And all that is meant to lead into the recitation of?
Korbanos.
You start with the Akedah. We talk about the lesson we learned about being Yirei Elokim. And then we start saying Korbanos. This is very, very important stuff. The story of the Akedah is one of the stories in Tanakh, like Amalek and other things, that the society we live in has a problem with. And because of that, there are people who are falsifying and saying all kinds of terrible things about the story of the Akedah, which is the model, the pinnacle of religious commitment, which is why that's what we use as our model on Rosh Hashanah when we're trying to redefine our religious commitment. So it makes sense that people are going to have to deal with it, right? Because a number of years ago, we had a boy here, Talmud here, who told me he felt the yeshiva is too frum. I said, can you put that in writing, please? I said, too frum. Ashkafically, I said, okay, let's talk it out. I said, do you believe God created you? He said, yes. I said, okay, we're on the same page. I said, do you believe that he has expectations from you? Yes, we're on the same page. Do you believe your goal should be to try to live up to these expectations? He said, not always. I said, what do you mean? Because there are things that God wants from me that I don't find moral and ethical. I said, what about the Akedah? Because Avram failed. I said, you're right, we have Ashkafic difference. I was surprised. I'm not going to tell you what yeshiva went to because that would, in my opinion, you know, etc. But this is the confusion of the world we live in today. So hopefully we can have clarity of thought. Can you ask Akir?
That'd be exactly 40 minutes.